I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a conversation with Julius Erving, who, unlike most of the other authors with whom I've spoken, can dunk. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
During Thursday night's game against the Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts linebacker Eric Walden ripped off the helmet of Tennessee's Delanie Walker, and then he headbutted the helmetless Walker with his own helmeted head. Walker has apologized, but I'm thinking, in this case, an apology is not enough.
Not for this kind of a headbutt in the current climate in the National Football League. No, I don't think Eric Walden's quite got the memo on head trauma yet.
Meanwhile, more than 100 former NFL players have asked to be included in a study that may be able to diagnose chronic traumatic encephalopathy in the living. Last week, it was reported that ex-Dallas Cowboys running back Tony Dorsett has tested positive for the degenerative condition associated with concussions. If you were at risk for CTE, would you want to know?
Yeah, I would, actually, especially if I were still playing. I would want to know, because then it would certainly materially affect my decision on whether or not I keep playing.
Earlier this season, we were hearing all sorts of reports about Johnny Manziel being the most hated man at Texas A&M. That seems not to be the case, at least as far as his teammates are concerned. How do they feel about young Johnny Football?
Oh, they think he's terrific and should win another Heisman Trophy, actually. One of his receivers said, you win one, it's like, okay, don't be greedy. But the fact is that his numbers are comparable to the ones that got him the Heisman Trophy last year.
The Southwestern Athletic Conference announced on Wednesday that Grambling will be fined because the Grambling football players boycotted their game at Jackson State, scheduled for October 19th. Grambling's penny-pinching and rundown facilities provoked the boycott. Having to pay a fine certainly can't help.
No, but I think it's the way to go. The institution whose penury and, unfortunately, whose lack of funding from the state caused the walkout in the first place, will have to pay the penalty for why the game wasn't played. And I mean, as long as the penalty isn't being assessed against the players, I'm fine.
Stories of bad behavior abound in the NBA this week, Charlie. First, L.A. Clippers forward Matt Barnes is apologizing for his Twitter tirade after he was ejected from Wednesday night's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's been fined by the league. But at least one former NBA star thinks that no apology is necessary. Explain, please.
That's the only explanation you need is the name Charles Barkley. Barnes tweeted out a racially explosive epithet, shall we say. And, of course, Charles has decided that he's not offended by it, and therefore nobody should be.
Charlie, a lot of people get frustrated with their computers. Most of them don't throw them, which is one difference between a lot of people and Glenn Big Baby Davis.
Well, more to the point, they don't throw someone else's computers, which is what he did. He apparently got told there was no room at an Orlando travel lodge. Why he was looking for a room at a travel lodge in the city where he's currently employed is not for small minds to ponder. But anyway, he couldn't get it, so he had no vacancies. So he was trying to find another one, and when it wouldn't work, he threw the keyboard. And the cops were called, and now he's apologizing.
The Buffalo Sabres have fired their coach, Ron Ralston, and hired their ex-coach, Ted Nolan. And Nolan claims that he, quote, never really left Buffalo, which makes me wonder where he's been in the city since he last coached the team in 1997.
Eating a bunch of wings. I don't know. But that was kind of a quick trigger by the old Sabres there, by the way.
Yeah.
They're 4-15. It's the worst start they've ever had. So out goes Ron Ralston and in comes Ted Nolan. And who knows what will happen after that. But apparently Ted Nolan really likes Buffalo, so he stuck around.
There was little controversy surrounding this year's Cy Young winners, Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer, and the MVPs, Miguel Cabrera and Andrew McCutchen. But there has been considerable consternation, at least in the city of Boston, over the naming of the American League's Manager of the Year. What gives?
Yeah, Terry Francona got the award over John Farrell of the Red Sox. Terry Francona, of course, was previously the Red Sox manager, left town under cloudy circumstances. Wa-dee-doo-da. The fact is, the voting was done before the World Series, before the playoffs. So the idea that John Farrell should have won Manager of the Year based on something he did after everybody voted is a little silly. I don't have a problem with this at all.
Derek Jeter wants us to know that he's not retiring yet, but that he has his post-retirement plan pretty much in place. He's going to, quote, discover and develop new books for his very own imprint at Simon & Schuster. Who knew Derek Jeter was such a bookworm?
I don't know, but somewhere out there, Maxwell Perkins is revolving at 78 RPM under the sod. I don't want to say the book industry is in trouble, but this is really kind of a desperation ploy, isn't it, giving Derek Jeter his own imprint?
Sachin Tendulkar, a.k.a. the Michael Jordan of cricket, a.k.a., quote, the most revered Indian since Gandhi, has retired from the sport. Charlie, I hear cricket fans crying from here.
This guy started playing when he was 16 years old.
International stage.
He's retiring at 40. He's also one of the world's richest athletes. He's ahead of Serena Williams and Gilbert Arenas with $22 million. So I'm good for him. I hope he retires and does cricket on TV or whatever it is that they do.
Among the news correspondents working the Winter Olympics in Russia will be Maria Sharapova. I guess NBC probably brought her on because she speaks Russian, right?
Yeah, I think, she's a tennis player, okay? We're doing winter sports. Maria Sharapova is on NBC, number one, because she's Russian, and number two, because she doesn't look like Nikita Khrushchev, okay? She's very nice on television, and that's why she's on NBC.
She doesn't.
Absolutely right. Not. No one has ever mistaken them for each other.
Meanwhile, apparently in a nod to the athleticism Winter Olympians will certainly display, engineers have rigged up the subway system in Moscow to reward riders who were fit. How'd they do that?
I read this first and I thought it was like the subway sandwich shop, which seems to make more sense. But no, if you can do 30 squats, you can get on their subway for free during the Olympics. It's very cool. And nobody can now say they don't know squat about the Russian subway system. I got a million of them, and every one of Maserati.
They'll be here all week. And finally, Charlie, Dallas Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant was among the video game enthusiasts standing in line at Walmart for the release of Sony PlayStation 4 on Thursday night. And if that's not surprising enough, take a look at what he did next.
Yeah, he went out and bought a bunch for people waiting in line. Things cost $500, so good for him. He's also apparently very much a Madden video game braggadocio type who says he's the best player in the world and stuff. But you know what? Good for him. He stopped for pictures. He had people take pictures with him. He bought him the PS4s. This is just, it's a special holiday episode of the Dez Bryant story.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Das vidanya, Bill.
We live in the PlayStation generation. Oh, it's